Welcome to the Send Relief Podcast, where our goal is to equip every church to serve its community with gospel-centered mercy and compassion ministry. Here's your host, Ryan West.
Today I have David Milber with me in the podcast studio. David serves as the Vice President of Send Relief here at the North American Mission Board, which is the initiative of the North American Mission Board to help churches step into mercy and compassion ministries. David, thanks for being here with me and coming back to talk more about Send Relief. It's always a privilege to have you.
Yep, here. Good to be here.
Yeah, so let's just talk in this segment. Let's focus around involvement in Send Relief. So can you just start off by giving us some, just describe some primary areas that churches should be thinking about when they think about Send Relief? What are some primary areas that Send Relief will focus on?
Well, if you think about this, when you sit in a church on a Sunday, and you just imagine, what's one of the greatest needs you have at your church? And a lot of times people would say, well, we need our community to be aware of our church and come be a part of our church and hear the gospel. Well, how do we engage our community is one of the key pillars within Send Relief. And how do we realize the opportunities that are out there? People just aren't naturally going to show up to your church. We need to go out into the community and engage in our local schools. We need to be able to engage in community activities. We need to be able to realize that, you know, the Lord has placed us as missionaries in our church and in our neighborhood. So how do we effectively engage our community through hunger-related ministries, through compassion-related ministries? How do we engage through things like literacy that is just very important in our schools? You know, we hear all stories in the news about our literacy issues. Well, as the church, we can be proactive and get involved in your school. The church has not been kicked out of schools. We have bought into the belief that we're not welcome there, but if we go and we tell our school leaders, hey, we want to be here to help and serve and meet your needs, every school leader that we hear about would say, we need help in literacy. If you could be involved in helping tutor young children or providing books, I mean, these are some of the just the tangible, simple ways that we see that our churches can engage their community to share the love of Christ and to make a real tangible difference in the lives of people.
Yeah, that's great. And you've touched on something that I encounter a lot of times working with churches that they just simply need someone to help them overcome that false mindset. Their hands are so bound. Like you just touched on this idea that, well, we can't work with local schools. But they just need to be released from that binding there.
Correct. I mean, if we can just, I mean, no one wants to get into anything where they don't feel prepared. I mean, no one wants to stand up and just be tasked with doing something that they don't feel prepared. So we, through Send Relief and through just a network of people that are on the ground doing this across this country, you know, we learn some of these best practices and we make these known throughout our churches across our conventions so that here's a person that said, I would love to be involved in literacy, but I don't know what to do. Well, here's a simple start guide how you can get involved. Here's how you can approach your school, and here's a program you can follow to give church members an opportunity to just sit down and listen to a third grader read, and at the same time, you're meeting very tangible needs of that school administration. So it helps people succeed at living their life on mission.
Yeah, and that's great. And so what would you say, I mean, you've touched it a bit, but how would a church, a pastor listening to this wants to mobilize his church, he's identified, well, we have a large, you know, international population around the corner, we want to engage with them. How do they get started in Send Relief? Where do they start?
There's multiple ways. I mean, you can visit our website, which we can direct you to various information. We have podcasts that helps equip people on here's how to assess maybe a refugee, as you mentioned here, a refugee community, on assessing and understanding their needs. We have a network of people that are, in a sense, best practitioners that have been working with refugees for a number of years that we can get you connected with. And, you know, basically they're a subject matter expert, and they would be one that could help walk and coach you through developing a ministry that meets the refugees where they're at in your community. And then we have various written resources that would be just, again, we call them simple start guides. Here's kind of the step A, B, C, D of how you go about doing this, so that as a pastor, we're not asking you to come up with a plan another pastor's already come up with a plan. We're just trying to package it in such a way that you can access that off our web or through a podcast or through some other means that we'd communicate through our churches.
Yeah, and I would also encourage listeners to contact us, because while we can connect you to existing practitioners, if you're someone already engaged in an area of Send Relief and Mercy and Compassion Ministries, we want to know about your work. So you can visit our website, you can contact us through the email address listed there, and to help us know more about what the Lord is doing, because by no means do we assume that we know everything that's going on outside this building and across the country and in Canada. So last question for this podcast. We've talked about how churches, pastors can mobilize churches. What about individuals and churches? You know, in not every case, you know, a burden that God lays on someone's heart, that's going to be something that we do as a church corporately. So individuals may go to our website and identify something that they have a heart for. What would you say would be a pathway for an individual to get involved in Send Relief?
I think first, I mean, this is with everything else. I would just say you pray and you ask the Lord to open your eyes. I know personally for me, there's a lot of times in life I get so busy that I walk right past opportunities that the Lord places in my pathway on a daily basis. And for us collectively as believers, just to slow down, to be in His Word, to pray, God, give me eyes to see what You've placed before me. So I think it starts there, to have our eyes open. And then as we see those opportunities, you know, even if your church, say for example, doesn't have a foster care ministry, you know, throughout communities that, you know, we have in associations within our churches and local believers that come together, there's all kinds of ways you can get involved. Even if your church is not specifically involved in that, you know, we can help get you connected with people that are doing that in your area, where you can live out your passion. You know, you may have a passion for foster care and adoption. That's something that hits close to the Melbourne household, as we have three adopted kids. And at times we've been members of churches that didn't have an adoption ministry, but it didn't keep us from getting connected to others that had a heart for that same ministry.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, thank you again for your time today. And again, if anyone listening to us has a desire to become involved in Send Relief, you can visit our website. You'll find that in the show notes, and we will point you in the right direction, get you connected to other people who have the same heart that God has given you around particular areas of Mercy and Compassion Ministries. For more information about beginning a Mercy and Compassion ministry in your local community, please see the show notes below. You'll find contact information as well as links to helpful resources. We would love to hear about what you're already doing, as well as help you think through ways you can begin new works to those who are harassed and helpless around you.
Thank you for listening to the Send Relief Podcast, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast, visit our website at namb.net/sendrelief.